Navigate the journey to becoming a great lawyer with expert guidance on topics that range from trial skills to corner office management. Here you will learn how to tap into your potential for legal greatness. I'm Andrew Smiley, and this is The Mentor, ESQ.
Welcome, everybody. I'm super excited to have you here to kick off the debut episode and the part one of a 7-part series on how to successfully litigate a personal injury case. This is a live webinar, and each of these will be a live webinar. And what's going to happen is it's a 7-part series, and it's going to be the first Wednesday of every month going until July. That'll be when we hit to the 7th part. So mark your calendars now. First Wednesday of every month, it will be a live webinar in this format for an hour from 1 to 2 with one CLE credit. This is a program that's being done in coordination with a podcast that I'm the host of called The Mentor ESQ. So the podcast is being recorded now during the live webinar and will be available pretty much forever online as an audio episode that can be listened to as well. So if you're listening to this as a podcast episode, you missed the live webinar, but maybe there's still time to check out the next one. So let me give you a little overview of what this series is about before we get into it. I felt that it would be a great idea to sort of go through in a bit of a granular fashion the steps from very first moment you get an inquiry about a case through handling a plaintiff's personal injury case all the way until you get through a verdict and a judgment, post-trial hearings, and an appeal. So by the time the series is done, you'll have basically shadowed me in my playbook that has been developed over many, many, many years. From the very start all the way through to the end of the case. Obviously, just 7 parts, 7 hours. There's only so much we can get into with each hour, but I'll try my best to cover the important parts, and there will always be the opportunity for more specific CLEs that are here on the Academy website that are available on my podcast, you know, a specific on cross-examination or a specific on opening statements that I can't do as part of a whole hour with other things. This is a plaintiff point of view. That's the type of practice I have. And I'm very well aware that a lot of you listening are not plaintiff's lawyers with defense firms or carriers. But I think it'll be great for you to see sort of insight into the other side, and it'll help you defend cases better. I'm also open to taking questions on the defense side of how I would handle something or how I have seen my adversaries on the defense side handle something and my thoughts on that. So feel free to ask away. As Michelle said in the Q&A box, put your questions in there. I will certainly do a full Q&A for as long as anybody wants to stay on at 2 o'clock. But when there's a short break and Michelle's reading the code or there's another sponsor break, I'll take a quick look and I'll try and answer some of the questions if I can during the program as we go on. So sit back, enjoy. I know there's a lot of different levels of experience attending the webinar and listening to the podcast, from new lawyers to very experienced lawyers. So like I always say in my CLEs, you know, if you take just one thing out of this that, oh, that's a good idea, I've never done that, or, oh, maybe I'll try that, then it's worthwhile. Just an hour out of your time, you'll get a CLE credit, whether it's this live webinar or also if you're listening to the podcast, you can follow the link and get the CLE credit that way as well. So what we're going to do in this very first part is we're going to talk about starting it off, getting the case, doing that initial investigation, getting your file ready until it's either going to be settled or you're ready to get that complaint going and filed and off and running. Just as a little preview, the next part two, that will happen a month from now, we'll talk about early settlement, what's involved in that, and then the issues that go into commencing the proceeding, jurisdiction, venue, actually going through the filing, the process service. So it's really, this series will hopefully be a reference guide that you can always refer back to as well, or hop into throughout the 7-part series for a a specific part of a case that you're working on and maybe want to just get some fresh ideas. So let's start now with the very first client interaction. If you've handled plaintiff's work before, you know, there's always that first call, someone feeling you out about whether or not they're going to retain you, or that first meeting, hard to have in person these days, but maybe by Zoom or by email. However the communication starts, that very first interaction with a potential new client is crucial. It's crucial not only to setting the expectations of the client, it's crucial not only in establishing a rapport with a potential client, but also for you as a lawyer and on behalf of your law firm to set forth your credibility, because you never want something you say in an initial meeting to come back and bite you later on. You don't want to say things just to get the case is what I'm referring to. You don't want to say things that are not true because you're anxious that you've got to come up with something to get the case. So what you need to do when you have that very first interaction, and what I always do, very first thing is ask if the person has any questions at the outset. A lot of people contact you and just be curious about a few things. They won't know much of what's involved or what lay ahead. And so first, see if anyone has any questions and say to them, do you have questions? If not, I'm happy to tell you about myself, about my firm. And if you'd like, I can share that with you. And I'd also